Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the special Tuesday edition of our Harvard Risk Management National Training Call. Today is Tuesday, May 29th, 2018, and this is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. I'm very excited. We've got a special featured trainer this morning. Mr. Jamie Doucette is joining us from the state of Minnesota. We're very excited to hear from him. We've also got our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by for a Power Pat call. We want to thank you for getting on this call. Obviously, we typically do this call on a Monday, and because of the important holiday yesterday, I appreciate you joining us live, and for those of you that are listening to this call on playback on a Tuesday, we appreciate that. I mentioned such an important holiday. We would be absolutely remiss if we did not express our deepest gratitude for those who have fought and served to protect our freedom. Obviously, we honor them every day, but certainly on an important holiday like Memorial Day, we want to take time and stop and just remember the many sacrifices that have been made so that you and I can enjoy the benefits of this kind of business. I perfectly understand, and I hope you do as well, that the freedoms that we enjoy, including the financial freedoms that we enjoy, and certainly those are not the only freedoms, but I do include that in all of the freedoms and liberties that we enjoy as Americans. And I am perfectly cognizant of the fact that those freedoms are not real, and they do not exist, and they are not possible in many areas of the world. There are many countries today where you and I could not start a business like we have here, where we could not go and work for ourselves and determine the income that we have, and we wouldn't be free to have passive income and things like residual income, and that just does not exist in every country in the world, in every continent of the world, and I'm grateful that we live in a place where that absolutely is not only a possibility, but it has become a reality for so many people. And it is because of those sacrifices of the men and women that have come before us, that serve right now in our armed forces, that we enjoy those freedoms. And so, again, we express our deepest gratitude and appreciation for their efforts. We support them as much as we possibly can, 110%. I'm so excited that we are closing out such an incredible month of May, and I want to just congratulate all of you who are working hard to close this month out in a big way. We've got 4 more days here left in the month. Obviously, I say 4 more days, 3 more days. I'm thinking it's a Monday off right now as well. 3 more days, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, to close this month out in a big way. For those of you who are getting your counters in for executive director, I want to wish you the best of success in doing that. Obviously, there are cutoff times for submitting business to Legal Shield. Those are on our Facebook page. They were in the email that went out to remind you about this call. I just will say this, make sure that you're getting business in well before those cutoffs. When I was getting started in the business and every month was really stretching to get those 50 sales to executive director qualify, I always tried to leave at least a day. I always hated when business was processing on the last day of the month because there's no wiggle room. There's no leeway. If you miss something, if an address is wrong or something like that, it could mean the difference between being at 49 sales and a senior director or 50 sales and an executive director, which is obviously where I always wanted to be and where you should want to be. The same deadlines exist for those who are pushing for other things like senior director, like Fast Start qualification, and especially, and maybe most importantly, Performance Club. And I hope that you are taking some time. I hope that today's not the first time that you've done this, but I hope that you've been looking at your statistics throughout the month as you've logged into your Harvard Benefits Agent Access portal. One of the main features on that page is your Performance Club points. Now, it's also going to show you whether you're a Legal Shield Advantage member. It's also going to show you your retention percentage. And when all three of those numbers are green, that's a good sign. That means that your Performance Club qualified for the month. And I need everybody who's listening to this call right now to make sure that you've logged in and looked at those numbers. Now, I realize some of you are brand new, and that's great. I mean, your goal, if you're brand new, is to get Fast Start qualified, which in almost every case will also Performance Club qualify you for the month. But, folks, we're in a crucial time right now. This is a Performance Club qualification month. It's a qualification month, rather, for the trip to Nashville, to get Legal Shield to pay your way to Nashville. And remember, many of you are pushing for the 931 promotion where you have 9 recruits, 3 of those Fast Start qualify, and 1 of those gets to manager. I know many of you are focused on the point value for the production incentive, and I think you probably saw last week they went back and they amplified the number of points that you wrote in April, and they amplified every point that you get for the month of May, which means that when you send a sale in right now in May, it's going to count for more points towards that trip than it will in June. So I'm saying get your business in. Send it in so that you can work your way towards having that trip paid for. Now, I'm excited because we do have that trip coming up in September. I hope that you're registered for that. If you have not registered yet, you can do that in the Harvard Risk Management back office as well. But remember, that's coming up September 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. So the 13th through the 16th of September. I know it sounds like it's a long ways away, but summer goes fast, folks, and so it's going to be here before you know it. And whether the trip is a long ways away or not, qualifying to have that trip paid for all depends on whether you Performance Club qualify this month or not. If you miss it this month, you're out. You can still come to Nashville, don't get me wrong, but you're out of the contest as far as Legal Shield paying your way. So let's get them to cover the check on that. And how do you do that? Well, the most important step right now is making sure that your Performance Club qualified. So when you log in, do you see three green numbers there, or the Legal Shield Advantage, maybe not a number, but you see 3 green check marks on your back office page? And if so, then you're good to go as far as that is concerned for this month. If not, then I invite you to get in gear for these last 3 days of this month to take full advantage of the time that you've got. Go find people that need these coverages and sign them up. Sign them up, get their paperwork processed, get it in before those deadlines so that can all count towards your May production. And I believe that you'll be very grateful that you did. I'm so excited this morning. We do have some other things that we want to talk about, but I want to go straight up to the state of Minnesota where we've got our featured trainer standing by, Mr. Jamie Doucette. Mr. Doucette is one of our favorite trainers that we have. Every time that he trains on this call, I'm telling you, we get feedback, such positive feedback, people texting and emailing saying that what he just shared was so helpful, and I have no doubt that this morning's training will be the same. We're excited for the success that he has had in this business. He is not only a ring earner, but he is an executive director month in and month out with Legal Shield and with Harvard Risk Management, and we are so proud of his efforts. We're proud of the continued success that he is enjoying. And Mr. Doucette, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope you had a great holiday weekend, and we are absolutely looking forward to your training. The call is yours, my friend.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riches, for that great introduction. And I will say it's the great state of Minnesota. So we got to put that on there. Anyone that calls me, they know it's calling from the great state of Minnesota. So, yes, I reside up here with my lovely bride, Kirsten, and our 3 kids. And, I love it. It's a great time of year. Minnesota is awesome to be here in the summer, and it's wonderful. I did have a great day yesterday on the lake and fishing and doing some tubing, skiing, kneeboarding, and it was a great day. And yes, as Mr. Rich has talked about, you know, Memorial Day, just giving thanks to be able to do that. So thank you all for who has served and still continues to serve. We appreciate that. And just the freedom to do what, you know, what we want is a huge thing. As Mr. Rich has said, you know, there's some countries that you couldn't afford, or you're not allowed to do this, you know, and to be able to do, have your own business. And that's what we have here. And so, you know, if you've heard any of my trainings in the past, you know, I have to have bullet points to stay on track. So if you're taking notes, grab a pen. I do have my bullet points this morning. I have 10 of them. So it's just what I do to stay on track. Otherwise, I happen to see a squirrel or chipmunk and I get off track. So last night when I was putting this together, I was coming up, you know, trying to figure out a title, and I came up with 10 things us as Harvard Risk Management family, 10 things HRMC leaders do to be amazing, to be great. And you could put that in anything, you know, 10 things leaders do to at anything, to be awesome, to be amazing, to be great. So that's my title this morning, 10 things HRMC leaders do to be amazing. And really just grabbing a hold of your business. Number one, the job of a leader is to grow more leaders. And what do I mean that? You need to be growing more leaders, growing more of what you're doing. And I'll be blunt. If you're not building more leaders, then you're not leading. You're following. Your job, regardless of whether or not you have a title, is to help people do work they never dreamed they could do. Your job is to inspire people to own their talents, express their gifts, and do the best work of their lives. That's part of what it truly means to lead. Leading by example, just and helping people become what you are. So, you know, the leaders, and if you have team members, okay, as a leader, if you have team members, which if you have one, you have five, you have 100 or more, if you have them team members, they are watching what you do. They're watching every move. And we've always heard it time and time again. If someone did what you did today, how much would you make in building your team? And that's, you know, would you have those overrides? Would you be building to executive director or senior director or whatever it is that you're looking to build? Would you have that? That's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. People are consistently watching what you do, so lead by example. Number two, nothing happens until you move. Start small, dream huge, but begin today. Nothing happens until you take massive action. And really, the sad reality is that procrastination is nothing more than the defense mechanism of choice used by scared people. Here's what I mean. If we actually did our goals and acted on our visions, we'd become mega successful. And spectacular success brings responsibility. And let me tell you, that frightens most among us. And so we put off getting great things done because we're frightened and blame the world for any mediocrity that infuses our lives. Set that 100K ring goal. Set the 50K goal, set the 150, whatever it is that you want to go after, right? If you haven't achieved it, then take action to go get it done. But keep it in front of you. Take action. Nothing is going to happen until you grab a hold and go take action upon that goal. Number three, your behavior reveals your beliefs. What does that mean? You tell the world that you believe in Legal Shield, you believe in identity theft protection, having access to the legal system. But it is going to show in how you behave. You complain all day long, you reveal a deeply ingrained set of beliefs that you're powerless and apathetic. You present poorly at your enrollment meetings with bad wording, and you express a belief that average is cool with you. No, mistreat others. You reveal that you're selfish, disconnected from the beautiful humanity that surrounds all of us. The good news is that as you wire in beliefs of leadership, right? Instead of having that victim mentality, your behavior changes automatically. So what does that all mean? If you change your beliefs, and your behavior will automatically change. Change your beliefs today. If you believe in this product, you have to know within your heart. If you have the legal plan and you have not gotten your will done, if you have not called the attorneys to truly see if there's actually an attorney at the other end of the line that's going to answer your questions, how do you even know that there's an attorney there? You don't. And that's going to affect how you behave in this industry, in your business, right? You're not going to have that ability. I apologize for the background noise. I had to get up a little extra early this morning to I had an appointment, so I had to get up a little early, so I had to be just down the road for my appointment. But seriously, just in your behavior, you have to have the beliefs. So use the plans. Be checking on your IDCO. Be checking your credit score so you know how that works. Number four, ideas are worthless without execution. You have to, if you have an idea, you have to execute on it, right? Take action upon it. Listen, I'd rather have an average idea that me and my team flawlessly execute than a genius one, right? You have a genius level idea and you have poor execution. If you don't act upon it, nothing's going to happen, right? The best leaders and organizations that win big are all about less talk and more action, more do, less meetings, more delivery, go getting it done, less analysts, and more rolling up the sleeves and getting amazing projects done, going to make things happen. So I ask you, are you going to choose to be the leader that takes action, rolls up the sleeves, and go gets it done with HRMC? You have the ability. Each and every one of us have the ability to go make it happen and be at the top of this mountain, have financial and time freedom that, as we talk about Memorial Day, you know, the soldiers has given us the ability to go do what we want, when we want, with whom we want, whenever we want. You have that option. Take advantage of it. Take action upon your ideas. When you learn more, you get to achieve more. You can't grow, ladies and gentlemen, without learning. To double your income, triple your rate of learning. I'm going to say that again. To double your income, triple your rate of learning, right? To be better, you have to get better. There's no excuses. The Harvard back office has training, videos. Once you become a Legal Shield associate, the LMS, there's training, videos, calls. Everything is in front of you to become better. The access to audiobooks, the access to all the training videos. I mean, it is the access to YouTube. It is endless of what you have access to. Just simply remember that genius is much less about natural talent and much more about out-studying, out-preparing, out-procrastinating, out-learning everyone around you. Almost nothing yields the exponential return on investment that going to a conference, the Legal Shield conference coming up, the leadership conference, online courses, all the training in the back office, audio books, as I was talking about, coaching, the ability to have that, being on these Monday morning calls, Thursday evening calls. Take that next drive that you have, and that you have, you know, Drive Time University. So say you're going to be driving to an hour appointment, an hour away, whether it's meeting with an individual or meeting with a company, whatever that is. You have an hour. You can choose to listen to the CNN Constant Negative News, or, you know, you can listen to radio, which is whatever, or you can take that, turn it into a Drive Time University, into an audio book. You know, are you going to be at that conference this fall in September that Mr. Riches was just talking about, the leadership conference? You can choose to have that paid for by Legal Shield if you go do that, you know, amounted work that it's going to take to do that. You can just attend that. I know I talked to Mr. Riches this morning. He still has a few tickets. There's only a few left at $49, and I'm not sure what they are directly from Legal Shield, but I'm sure they're over $100. So why not take action upon that now? You are the CEO of this business, your business. You have to run it as a leader, right? It's your responsibility. Are you going to be there? Are you going to invest that $49? We just talked about that to double your income, you have to triple your rate of training. Well, there's nothing better than investing $49 to go see Mr. Grant Cardone, who people pay thousands of dollars to see him. I talked to an individual when I had gotten back from OKC when I heard that Grant Cardone was coming and told him that he was coming to our conference. He goes, you realize I paid $1,500 to see him speak last year? Think of that. We have the option to pay $49 investing in yourself. Number six, take care of the relationship and the money takes care of itself. What does that mean? Leadership is all about relationships, ladies and gentlemen. The smartest, the fastest, and effective leaders all get that the whole game is about people developing teammates, serving customers, making the world a whole lot better by the way you show up in it. Learn to listen like a master. Commit to being more inspirational. Keep your promises. Do nice things for people. Be the most generous person you know. Staggering great opportunities will come your way. Trust me. When you say you are going to do something for one of your new teammates, you're going to pay for their Legal Shield, you know, associate fee. You're going to invest in their group training. You're going to invest in their small business training. Write that down because they are listening. And if you forget to do that, you lose all respect in that person's eyes. If you just stop by, you hear the Riches Brothers multiple times talk about mugging company. Right? You drop off a mug and a deal of chocolate. If you just drop off a simple mug, ladies and gentlemen, that's giving. You're generous, right? You're building that relationship. People are like, oh, he truly cares. Or you are out at a group appointment and they tell you to follow up in 2 weeks. And you heard that, you know, I'll just use an example of I met with an HR director and her daughter was going to be having a baby, first baby, grandchild, any day. And she told me to follow up in 2 weeks. I followed up. The very first thing that I asked is, are you a new grandma? Yes, I am. I mean, that truly is building relationships. That goes back to listening like a master, listening to your clients, right? If you tell them you're going to do a free identity theft workshop, when you meet with them, and you meet and they decide to move forward and then you just come out and do nothing but a straight benefits meeting where you're just promoting the benefits and she thought you were going to do an identity theft workshop, big difference, right? Bonuses. You're going to pay your individual a bonus. You know, your new Fast Start associate, you're going to give them a bonus or you're going to get them a plaque. You know, HRMC has great plaques. Getting them a plaque, that's, again, building relationships. I could go on for days on this subject, but I'm just going to leave it with that. Just write things down because we all forget, and I'm very bad at that. If I don't write it down, I forget, and all of a sudden I'll remember days later. It's like, oh, my goodness, I forgot about that, and it makes you look bad. So which leads right into number seven, respect is not granted, but it's earned. A title, a position, a large office that does not grant you with respect, okay? It doesn't mean people will respect you. No, it won't. You've got to earn that. You've got to earn that gift of respect. And the quickest way to earn respect is to give it, right? You got to respect other people. You respect your leadership. You respect the people that brought you in. You're giving that respect away. You're giving that respect back to that HR. I respect that you understand how to operate this company, how to handle your employees. I want to work with you, right? You're giving that respect back. then they respect you as a leader and go, oh, this guy understands how, yep, and goes through. So I really don't need to say much more on that. Number 8, don't confuse busyness, movement with progress, right? Yes, we live in an age of unbelievable distraction. Listen to this. According to the Financial Times, we collectively spend over 100 million minutes a day playing games on our smartphone. Right from the Financial Times, we spend over 100 million minutes a day playing games. Is that crazy? Most people in business are spending the absolute best hours of their days being busy. What do I mean by that? Shuffling papers in your office. That's being busy, but has nothing to do with getting something with progress, right? Leaders are completely different. You got to be different. Leaders start early, right? You got to start your day early. I started early this morning because I wanted to. I will say that, but I had committed to doing this call, right? Okay, that's the difference. You got to set daily goals and get them done before you leave for the day, before checking out for the day. All right, you simply set 5 goals. Simple, just. You just set simple 5 goals, little simple goals that you're going to accomplish today. Just 5 little simple ones. You will have achieved over 1,300 small wins in the next 12 months. And that's only 5 days a week. If you do it 7, you're over 1,800. Think of that. How many wins could you have, and what does that equal? It's going to amount to a massive success, right? Use your first 90 minutes in your day to fuel your most important projects. You got to get good at deciphering between income-producing activity and distractions. You got to get good at saying no to distractions. There's always simple little distractions that come up. My kids want to play checkers. My kids want to go do this, go shoot hoops. That's great, but Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 is our golden hours, ladies and gentlemen, right? Especially if you're doing group business, okay? If you're doing recruiting, sometimes your best hours are in the evening, afternoon and evening, all right? That could be your golden hours. Set those golden hours and make sure you are working on income-producing activities, all right? If you're just logging leads into your contact manager and you're doing that at, 10 o'clock in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, that's not income-producing activity. You can do that at 9, 10 o'clock at night, right? That's the difference of choosing when and the income-producing activity that you're going to take advantage of. Number nine, victims don't do big things, ladies and gentlemen. They aren't going to do gigantic things. Victims make excuses while leaders drive exceptional results. So you can spot a victim from a mile away. You can spot them from 10 miles away. They blame, they complain, they're negative, they're cynical. They've given away their power to achieve amazing things to other people and other conditions. Or as they long actually condition themselves to think they have none. They have no, they can't do anything, right? You're not a victim. None of us on this call are a victim. This day and everyone that follows for the rest of your life offers a platform of possibility. You have to choose if you're going to go get it. And the great thing about using your power to make things better is that the more you use it, the more powerful you become. So I ask you, choose today that you are going to do great things, ladies and gentlemen. choose that you're going to do great things with this company. Grab a hold, grasp, and just get into the training. Be the best that you can be. Grab a hold and go do great things. Help people become more. Give them the opportunity of having access to the legal system. Give them the ability for a full restoration identity theft service so they don't have to worry if they are hit, them or their family are hit by identity theft. You have the option. You have the ability to do great things and provide for people. So with all that, I'm going to close it out with number 10. Life is short, so be of use. You know, live your life in such a way that when you die, the world cries while you rejoice. Live your life in such a way that when you die, the world cries while you're rejoicing, ladies and gentlemen. To truly be a leader has nothing to do with ego stroking, applause, fame. No, to be a leader is to make phenomenal contributions that make the world a better and cause a lasting difference. You can make the world a better place, ladies and gentlemen. To lead is to serve and to be of use. You have the ability to go offer this opportunity to someone to change their life. They might be struggling, dead broke, might be praying to our wonderful Lord that they're looking for an opportunity, and you could be that saving grace, ladies and gentlemen. You could offer this legal plan to someone that, you know, next week, that yesterday, just was looking to have access. They didn't have the option to have access to the legal system. So I leave you with this. As always, I hope these 10 points are helpful to you, your life, your team, and your business. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and I will see you all at the top.
Fantastic training, Mr. Doucette. Thank you so very much for sharing those jewels of wisdom, and that's exactly what they are. I just loved and appreciated so much of what Mr. Doucette was saying. I love how he talked about having that victim mentality. Nobody wants to have a victim mentality because, I like what he said, victims have given away their power to achieve amazing things. They've given that power away to other people, to circumstances, and they have no control over that anymore. I love that. That's such great wisdom. I love how he talked about income-producing activity, because that is really the name of the game. He said, we've got to get good at deciphering income-producing activity from distractions. You got to be able to tell the difference and know the difference, and then also commit to doing income-producing activity during those income-producing hours. And Mr. Doucette, I just could not agree more with everything that you shared. I also love how he talked about when he said to double your income, triple your rate of learning. Boy, that was what a great philosophy there. I love how Jim Rohn used to say, you know, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. And that's what it's really all about. Is it's not going to get any easier. I don't think it can. We're offering products that everyone needs, almost everyone can afford, 95% of our country can afford, and only about 3% of our country has. So I don't think it's going to get any easier. You're not going to have another product that you're going to get as much free advertising as you will with the identity theft plan. When I say free advertising, again, you know, people are turning on the news every night. What are they seeing? They're seeing data breaches going on. They're seeing fraud happening, excuse me, at record rates. I'm so sorry. See, Mr. Doucette, your training was so powerful that it got my allergies going. So, again, I'm telling you, it won't get any easier. It's already pretty easy. But we've got to be able to number one, get better. And how do you do that? To double your income, triple your rate of learning. And then number two, really commit to the things that matter. And I love how Jamie talked about income-producing activity. That's a good one for your notes. IPA, what I'm doing right now is that income-producing activity. That's a great question that we can always be asking ourselves. Mr. Doucette, again, thank you very much for sharing, for preparing such an excellent training. We always appreciate you and enjoy hearing from you. And we'll look forward to seeing you in Jamaica and in Nashville and several other places. Speaking of which, you know, there's nothing like getting together live with leaders in this business. There's just nothing that can replace that. I mean, a conference call is great. Obviously, we believe that. We do plenty of conference calls every week. But to be able to be at an event where someone from your business, a leader from your company, is speaking is just a special thing. I want to thank all of those who were in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, or Northern California, or Southern California last week, because you had a chance to get together with myself and my brother, Mr. Mark Riches, Mr. Jim Tanner. All three of us were speaking at live events last Tuesday, and we've got a special opportunity for several of you this week to once again be with Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Jim Tanner. And I know he was traveling this morning. He was just getting off a flight, but I believe that we've got him on the line live. And if so, I would love to go to our Senior Vice President, Mr. Jim Tanner, who's just crisscrossing across the country, being able to share this opportunity and incredible wisdom and training with others. Mr. Tanner, do we have you on live?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Tell us where you're going to be this week, because I know you've got several events coming up this week. One in particular in Southern California, we're going to be doing a platinum training, and I want everybody in that. If you can get in a car and get to Southern California, you got to be there, and I believe that's this Thursday. But I'm going to let you talk about those events if that's okay.
Yes, sir, and for the sake of time, I won't just gush over Mr. Jamie Doucette, but wow, what a training by a $100,000 ring earner. Not only a great producer, great trainer, and a great friend to all of us, and I'm excited to see him in person again myself. I'm just getting in the car, just got off the airplane. I'm in Detroit, Michigan. We're going to be here in Michigan for Legal Shield business briefing this evening. I know we have that information on our calendar. I would love to see each and every one of you. Come on out. I don't get enough of an opportunity to see all of our team in one place. I had such a great time last week in Northern California getting together with the team and all of the Legal Shield independent associates from the region. Come on out. I know you're listening to this morning. You're in Michigan. You're in a couple-hour drive. I would love to see the rest of the family. If you're in Windsor, Ontario, cross the border. Come on down. Spend some time with me this evening. And then Thursday, you're absolutely right, Mr. Riches. Thursday, I've got a loaded day. I will be speaking at the Legal Shield business briefing Thursday, Ontario, California. But prior to that, I've set aside the morning. We're going to do a Harvard Risk Management Platinum for Life boot camp. Many of you have heard of these boot camps. Some of you have attended. Well, this is the first time I've ever been in Southern California, and I'm going to mark the occasion by putting on this Harvard Platinum for Life boot camp. Listen, there's $1,495,000 on the line. We have permission to be serious about this business. If you want to understand how to capitalize on these bonus dollars at the Platinum Executive Director level, if you want to understand how to assemble the kind of rock-solid team that will allow you to not only collect the $1 million bonus, the largest single bonus in Legal Shield history, but the hundreds of thousands of dollars in mile markers along the way over the 60 months. This is what we're going to talk about. Now, we're going to talk about other things. We're going to teach you how to build leadership in your team. We're going to teach you how to have people that are earning income in your team. We're going to help you make sure that your team is not distracted away from the goals. But I'm just so excited to just pour into everybody what I've learned over my journey from an associate with no membership sales and no team to executive director to a $100,000 ring earner, now $200,000 to the platinum executive director level. Now we're closing in on reaching the Platinum World Council. All of this, none of it was by accident. It was all because of the great team that we've assembled and the incredible leaders that they are. But how does that happen? I know exactly how it happened. It didn't happen overnight. It wasn't a miracle. It wasn't an accident. It was all done systematically. And I want to teach everybody how to do that. One thing I know, Mr. Riches, before I go back to you, one thing I know is that there's folks that are doing incredibly well in our business. They're earning a six-figure income. We can get that to a multiple. There's folks that are brand new, and their desire is to earn a six-figure or multiple six-figure income. We can make that happen. When I say we, I mean all of us as a unit, as a team, an organization. And it comes down to our training, our professionalism, our ability to protect and grow our brand, and most importantly, and which I will attribute all the way back to our CEO and founder, Mr. Mark Riches, as well as you, sir, Mike Riches, I attribute it to the vision that people can come into this business with a goal, but then have their vision expanded to a much larger goal. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we are protecting families. People are going to bed sleeping better tonight because they have Legal Shield and ID Shield. And all I want to do in the time that I have with everybody, whether it's here in Detroit or in Southern California on Thursday, I want to teach you how to protect more families, how to earn more income, how to empower more people to be successful entrepreneurs. And we can do all of that together. And that's why I'm so excited to be on the road and doing this and meeting with everybody, sir. But I'll turn the time back to you.
Fantastic. Mr. Tanner, I'm so excited for those live events. And, you know, I want to say it one more time, because I'm just afraid that there's someone out there that is living in Southern California and heard on the call this morning that you're going to be there. And here's my fear, that someone heard that and then made an excuse and said, well, I'll catch the next one. There won't be a next one, okay? This is $1.495 million that is on the line. Now, if you've got another opportunity this Thursday that you're going to get $1.495 million from, then fair enough. I mean, you know, if you've got a big deal that you're closing, you're going to get a couple million dollars, maybe that's an excuse. But if you don't, you got to get to that training. You got to get in front of these leaders. And I'm telling you that because, you know, again, we got to get rid of the excuses. We got to get rid of that mindset of, well, I'll catch the next one or next time. There won't be a next time. There may be more trainings, but there won't be a next time for you because you won't make it that far. That's how desperately you and I need to look at getting to these events. We got to make it happen. And so I am so excited for that. For those of you who are in the Michigan area, get to that business briefing this evening. For those of you in Southern California, get to those events. And when we have those types of live events, I really hope that you take full advantage of them. And again, those are resources that you have that not everybody has, but they're not going to help you at all if you don't take advantage of them. I am so excited. We know the lifeblood of our business is people getting started on the right foot, people getting Fast Start qualified. And I say that's the lifeblood because we've got a lot of people, as Mr. Tanner just said, that are making a six-figure income, that are doing well in this business. But everything starts with taking those first few steps and doing it in the right way and getting that first check, that belief check. And to talk more about that, we are privileged to have our founder and CEO standing by, Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, I know you've got to be excited. What a great call we've had already. We'd love to hear any thoughts that you have to close out our call this morning.
Awesome. Well, good morning to everyone, and I hope all of you had a great Memorial Day. Great job to Mr. Jamie Doucette. What a powerful way to start our week. I know the week officially started yesterday, but what an incredible job. Fantastic information. I love Jamie's energy. I love his enthusiasm. I love his winning attitude. You know, I listened to Jamie and Jim Tanner. I mean, just hearing Jim for 2 minutes this morning is worth getting on the call. And just the information shared, but the attitude, the energy, the excitement is so critical. You listen to Adam Thompson, you know, same thing, same type of energy. These are the ring earners, and that's the energy and the enthusiasm that it takes to have that kind of success. And just great opportunity to hear from Mr. Tanner this week. If again, echoing what you just said, Mike, if you're in Southern California or in Michigan, plug into those briefings and trainings. And what an opportunity to spend time with a platinum to teach you how to be a platinum. There's platinums in your area, but they're not going to spend any time with you to teach you anything. they might do a briefing, but what a great opportunity to have a platinum teach what they did to become a platinum and become a platinum for life. You know, success is a lot about just plugging in, and I just want to congratulate each of you that are plugging in on this call this morning. I was looking at some statistics over the weekend. We have 34,000 HRMC agents. I wish they were all active. I wish they were all engaged. Unfortunately, they're not, but we've recruited 34,000 active. That's people that have not said, you know, take me off your rolls. There's 34,000 of them. Almost 1,000 this month. I think we'll hit 1,000 by Thursday, so that's pretty exciting. We got 1,000 new agents joining every month, and about half of them, of those new agents, complete their online training. So you can see we lose a lot just in that first little step. They can't complete the first the five-hour training. Half of them complete it. I'm sure that's so far this month. I'm sure it might be 60 or 70% that eventually complete it. Some of those just joined this weekend. They haven't had time to complete it. But of those 34,000, listen to this, 3,475 have logged in the last 90 days. I love tracking that number because if you're logging in your back office, we assume that you're active and engaged and doing something, at least learning the process. But that's only 10%. Only 10% of our agent base have logged in the last 90 days. So if you've logged in the last few days or even in the last 90 days, you just beat 90% of the HRMC agents out there. And, of course, that's our workforce. That's the ones that are engaged and doing. Just conference calls last week, 649. So of the 3,400 that are logging in, only 649 listened to one of the two conference calls we did last week, and that's listened to it live or on playback. So again, you're among a very elite group on this call this morning that are very engaged and very serious about their business. I don't know this because we don't have cameras on everyone, but those that are actively listening, they have a notepad out in front of them. They're taking notes. They're saying, I'm going to use this hour to grow my business. There's some that could give you the 10 points that Jamie went over, and there's others that said, it was a guy that was on the call. It was really good. You know, I'm pumped up. I'm ready. But there's some that took it a little more serious. For example, some say, hey, Jim Tanner's going to be in Southern California this Thursday, and others say, hey, I've got the location. I'm going. So there's a big difference on what you do with the information you receive on a conference call and those that take action. We don't know that number, but we do know this. Out of those 649, about 300 of them have registered for that event, the next big event, the Legal Shield Leadership Conference. Think of that. 1% of our entire HRMC agent base is registered for the big event. Only 300. And it's a great number. I love hanging out with those people at that event. But it should be at least 600. I mean, surely we can do 2% of our, at least the people plugging in on the calls where we're talking about the event every time. You know, people say, why do you keep talking about the event? Or why do you keep talking about Performance Club? Here's why. Not everyone's registered for the event yet. And not everyone's Performance Club qualifying. Not everyone's taking that seriously. We have a goal, ladies and gentlemen, to get 1,000 Performance Club qualifiers in the HRMC team by 2020. We are very serious about that. It's a very focused goal. We're putting some phenomenal resources and tools together to help get more of our agents faster qualified. I hope you enjoy the stats as you log in your back office. They're right in front of you. You can quickly see where you are, your Performance Club points, your membership retention. That's your personal. You can click the details for your organizational. And Legal Shield Advantage, keeping that active. And then right below that, we've now added your counters so you can see exactly the numbers that are happening in your organization. So here, I just have a couple minutes. I want to share with you just a few tips, as Mike mentioned, for getting your agents Fast Start qualified. This is the first step. You know, yes, getting through the new agent training is really the first step, getting them signed up and getting them through that training. But really, the first chapter in their success story here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation is getting paid and promoted. and getting Fast Start qualified. Why do people need to get Fast Start qualified? $180 bonus. That's one reason. That's 180 reasons. There's a bonus on the table if they do it in their first 20 days. They double their commission. So you go from a $60 commission. If you sell a $49.90 plan starting out, you make $60. And if you're a senior associate, once you Fast Start qualify, which is 3-1 or 6 sales within 20 days, I'm assuming you've watched the training on this, so I'm not going to break it all down. But if you do your Fast Start qualification, you then make $120 commission per sale. So from 60 to 120, that's 100% increase in your commission. Think of any job you've had. In your first week or two, did they give you 100% increase? Probably not. But that's what Legal Shield's willing to do. They're willing to double your commission if you step up and say, okay, I'm going out and getting paid and getting promoted. Paid, of course, is the commissions that are put in your bank account. Promoted is going from associate to senior associate. And that's something that people are doing right now at record pace. I've received a beautiful award, one of those Lady of Justice awards. They're super heavy. There's a little video that shows how they're made. It's just an amazing award, but it's a team award, and we're the number one organization. We're number one in all of Legal Shield for getting people Fast Start qualified. So you might say, well, why is Mark talking about that if we're number one? One, I want to stay number one. But number two, I think we can even do better. Our percentages are still lower than what they should be. And we should be able to get every person Fast Start qualified. It's 3-1, 3 members and 1 recruit. 3-1, that's it. Now, we don't want you stopping there. We want you to be Performance Club for life. We want you to, become an executive director and a senior director and focus on those larger income positions where you can make a six-figure income. And, of course, we want you to focus on platinum and become a platinum for life member and earn that 1.5, because any of you that earn 1,495,000, I'll give you the other 5,000. So you can just assume it's $1.5 million in bonuses, okay, that you receive. Harvard will match up the difference to make sure it's 1.5 million. But think of that, earning that big bonus, and it starts with that first chapter. And here's another thing. As you recruit other agents, you're not going to tell them, read all the chapters to them of all the things you've done. Primarily with a new agent, you're always going to be sharing how you Fast Start qualified. With a new person getting started, I don't explain how I qualified for executive director or how I went to platinum. I'm explaining how I went out and got Fast Start qualified. And so that first chapter is the one you read over and over and over and explain over and over and over throughout your career. So make it a good one. Make it a powerful one. Get it done now. If you're in your Fast Start qualification period, get it done now. If you're not a Legal Shield associate, make a decision today to become a Legal Shield associate and get Fast Start qualified by this Thursday. Fast Start qualification always ends on a Thursday. Qualify for that incredible trip to Nashville, where Legal Shield will write the check and pay your hotel bill for 3 nights. They'll pay for your airfare to get to Nashville. And it starts with Performance Club qualifying. And I switched words there. It's just not Fast Start. You got a Performance Club qualify in May, this month. Now, I'm challenging every person on this call. We've got hundreds of people listening to this call. If every one of us will make sure that we're Performance Club qualified this month, we're in the running. We'll talk real seriously in June and on our Thursday call about what we need to do now in June to get qualified for the trip. But it's not that hard. It takes a little more than just Performance Club qualifying this month. But if we're not Performance Club qualified in May, you're not going to get the trip paid for, as Mike clearly indicated. And it's so important to understand that. Once you Fast Start qualify, we just need to look at your Performance Club points and see if you're there, if you're at the 180. Sometimes you can Fast Start qualify and you're short on the 180, and that's, we just need to make sure. They're two different qualifications. But the cool thing is we can knock them both out this week, this month, by Thursday at midnight. Let's make sure we get it done. again, fantastic job to Jamie. Incredible call this morning. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, fantastic, Mark. Great, great advice. And I could not agree more. I mean, you know, this is what it really boils down to, folks, is are you a serious HRMC agent? Are you just here to kind of see what's going on and kind of just checking it out? Are you window shopping? Or are you in it? Are you really doing this thing? And if you are, then that's what it starts with. It starts with, you know, if you're brand new, getting Fast Start qualified, and I agree. You know, I always kind of bite my tongue a little bit when we say 20 days because I don't want to give the impression that that should always take 20 days. It really doesn't. I mean, I guess there are some cases where someone gets sick or they've got a lot of, you know, distractions early or something like that. But, you know, really most people that Fast Start qualified, they get it done in just a few days. And getting it done by this Thursday would not be like an exceptional case. That would be more of an average case. So get it done. Make the commitment and just go out and do it. That's what it really boils down to. It boils down to are you getting out there and signing some people up? You know, make some presentations, but go out with some paperwork and get it filled out and sign some people up. If you're already Fast Start qualified, are you Performance Club qualified for this month? Are you PCQ'd? Because if you're not, if you don't have that green number 180 or above on your login when you log in, you got to get it done. You got 3 days to go get it done. 3 days is enough time to go out and generate 180 points if you're starting right now at zero. It's more than enough time. We could have a call on Thursday morning, and you would still have more than enough time to go out and generate it. So 3 days, I mean, you know, again, if you think it can't be done, you're probably right. If you think it can be done and it will be done, you're absolutely right. You've got to go out and just make it happen. And then let's move forward. And I love, you know, I love that we can start saying $1.5 million bonus. That sounds a lot better. So, Mark, thank you for that personal offer. I think that's great. I just think that, folks, it's there. It's on the table. You and I have to go get it. With that, we've got an exciting week coming up this week. We do have our leadership call this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time, the same number that you dialed. So we'll be closing up the month strong, and we'll have a great leadership call this Thursday. I want to take a second and just wish a very happy birthday to one of the most important people in our entire company, our founder's wife, Miss Jennifer Riches. Her birthday is coming up this Saturday. We want to wish her a very happy birthday. And I can always remember her birthday because it's the same day as mine. So we wish her a very happy birthday and appreciate all that she does. She does a lot behind the scenes that she does not get near enough credit for, and we appreciate her and absolutely want to recognize her and express that appreciation. Thank you again to Mr. Jamie Doucette, to Mr. Mark Riches, and also to Mr. Jim Tanner, for speaking this morning, for training, for pouring their heart into our agents that are calling in from across North America. To you agents who are listening to this call, thank you for being on here. Continue to be plugged in, and let's go out and make these last 3 days count here to close out the month of May. God bless every one of you, and we'll talk to you soon.